this. It's a very good afternoon, good morning. Sanibonani dumelangapsheni molweni, bonjour. Good evening, if you might be consuming this whatever time zone, whatever time you're also going to be consuming this podcast. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Six podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator. The most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I definitely don't buzz alone. I definitely buzz with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskumi, this is our 90th episode. Dumela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excited. How are you?
I'm okay.
Like 10 more to go. Well, yeah. Nine after this one. Yeah. Wow. I know, right?
I don't know, somehow in my head it feels like there should be more, because it feels like we've been doing this for such a long time.
I know, ne?
Yeah, so it feels
it's hard to believe, like
it feels like there should be more.
I think it's because of the level of content that we've put out. Have you had a good week?
I've had an okay week.
Okay, out of 10?
Six.
Ach, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I'm meeting my future in-laws. I don't know how to feel. But yeah.
Good luck.
I don't know.
Good luck.
I could say, I tell you a place you don't need luck is our social media platform, where you can be highly, highly engaging with us. Today we have a very big topic. And I use the word big very deliberately today. It's again, this is not for the faint-hearted. It's not for sensitive viewers. If you have sensitive ears, I think. You need to pull out.
Strictly,
no under 18s. As Horse Homie was flashing there. Please, if you think we've ever been explicit, it's about to get even more explicit. Horse Homie, what are we talking about today?
The last time we had, was it Diamond?
Mm.
Yes, and she was talking about her industry.
Yes.
As a female stripper.
Yeah, bo.
And it was actually a dual conversation, male stripper and female stripper.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the male stripper could not join us for that conversation.
Yeah.
But he's here today.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about his job, what he does.
Yep.
And I suppose you could say the role big 4-5s have in relationships, and especially in his industry, because I'm curious to know whether it's important or not, whether it matters or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's big.
If you have a size 2 pencil, can you also
draw?
Can you also draw? Can you also get on the pole? Can you also, you know, do your wiling thing and or do you need to have a hose pipe?
All right, yeah, it's that conversation today, guys. We're talking all things big, big machinery, big artillery. We're talking about big 4-5s. I think this conversation was for me, is at the backdrop of, we did an article, I think about 2 weeks ago. If you go on www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle, we did an interesting piece about a brand new show that was launching, or that is going to be launched, I think next week. I think it's on Sky TV. It's also going to drop on Netflix. It's a docu about men with big penises, and they speak about their experiences, and they speak about relationshiping and some of the misconceptions that we might have, and they just tell their stories about their lives and sexually as well, what are their experiences. And I think this conversation is going to be tied with that as well. Apart from all the funny and all the social media and excitement that is there, we want to actually find out what goes on with the life of somebody who God has gifted immensely, and also are some of the perceptions out there true about people with a big 4-5. And we speak to somebody that we know that has a big 4-5. Don't ask us how we know that they have a big 4-5. Follow him on social media platforms.
And you'll know.
Again, on his social media platforms, be warned. On today's episode, we are joined by adult entertainer, stripper, I tried to read his bio and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me allow him to also further explain. And I don't want to jinx the conversation because in the conversation you will see just exactly what he does. Most people call him Slime, but if you are close to him, you should call him. We know him at Daily Sun as Sia, the Entertainer. Sia, welcome to Joel and Sex Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. And a big shout out to all the listeners.
Big shout out. Did you hear that?
Wow.
Quickly, before we dive into the conversation, if you were to sit in an interview and somebody says, please tell us a bit about yourself, who is Sia?
Sia is just a normal guy, you know. I'm just like any other guy. It's just that I'm comfortable in who I am and in what God has blessed me with, and I'm using it to my advantage. That's it, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's start here, right? We're talking about, obviously, people with big penises, big dicks, big, all things big. You shared once, I think it was an interview or a live conversation that you did, about the story about your anatomy. Just quickly share something about just quickly share it with us in terms of where does this whole concept of big dick come from, if somebody does not know who and what Sia's story is all about.
Okay. Firstly, I've got a very unique manhood.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unique in a way that if you could see it with your own eyes, you'd probably faint. Understand? So, for real, it's like when I started off, I never knew that I would need it so much in my life, you know, like especially to make a living out of it, you know. And I just took it as if, okay, well, like it's fine. It was Tolulumuntu and the Kanana and Aye. And then go the right in the mundane. And then when I started dating, that's when I realized that, you know what, Sia, you really have something special. And then I inserted beads.
Mm-hmm.
While I was playing soccer, you know, and I was arrested some years ago. When I went to prison, there was a group of guys sitting in the corner, you know, doing their own stuff, and I was like, yo, guys, Ninza and Bafed. They were like, I ended up with like five beads on my manhood, which is called penis pearling.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know them because I have you on social media platform. Humi, before Humi asks the question, I want to warn, if people want to follow you later on, you'll share all your handles and your booking details as far as if people want to book you. It's not for the faint-hearted, but I'm curious because from a visuals perspective, some person, like you said, they're going to jump and they scream, but it's beautiful how you've embraced it, but also also beautiful how both male and female, because you don't, one of the things I like is that you don't conform to male and female. I'd love to believe you're sexually fluid, but both parties seem to have embraced it equally. So is that why then Sia, the Entertainer, has become the big brand that he is today?
Yeah, obviously, you know, because, you know, when I started off, like, I knew that I was bisexual, but there was a part of I was in denial at first of ukuthi abantu bazothini nokuthi eish, if I'm seen on the streets walking around with a guy, how would my family look at me? You understand? Yeah. And then yeah. I told myself, well, you know what? It's not about them. No, it's about me, what I feel. Man, it's valile koneni just because of this thing that I feel inside of me, you know. And then I came out on the open, and as soon as I became who I am and I revealed who I am, everything started to flow afterwards. Obviously, there are challenges that I have to face, especially with family.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. They've turned it to understand me, and most importantly, I'm bringing money to the table. So yes. Obviously, if once you embrace who you are and it pays you, then the rest is history.
Amen, my brother. What's going
on? So, yeah. I have two questions for
yes,
you.
One.
I've got two questions for you.
Okay.
First one.
Okay.
Why stripping?
I just believe that we as South Africans aren't open to a lot of stuff, you understand? So when you look at other countries, especially overseas, stripping and adult entertainment is part of their history, you understand? I won't blame our system or whatsoever, but I just believe that we're bringing something new to South Africa, something that's underrated so far, because it's like see something on TV and you so wish you could see it with your own eyes. So we're actually bringing a fantasy into reality. So I chose stripping because I knew that, you know what, I've got a nice body, so why not make money out of it?
Absolutely. For me?
Did the size of your manhood have anything to do with your decision to become an adult entertainer? Or does it not matter?
Could you come again, please?
Did the size of your manhood have anything to do with your decision to become a stripper? Or does size in this case not matter?
Size doesn't matter. But if you're blessed down there, it's going to work to your advantage because I just believe that especially women have those tendencies of saying guys that work out and guys that are tough, bodybuilders have got small manhood, you understand? So
yeah.
I just believe that the fact that I'm blessed actually works hand in hand with my body. So when someone sees me and they be like, I know there's probably nothing down there. And then when the person books me for a one-on-one session,
hey.
And be alive, you understand? Hey. So yeah.
Also, you do about one-to-one sessions?
Yeah, of course. I mean, stripping and sex work works hand in hand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you're dancing out there, you're actually exposing your body so people can crave and want more. So I reveal what I want to reveal when I'm on stage. And if you want to see more, then you book me one-on-one session. And yeah. Then after booking me one-on-one session, yeah, and then I reveal the other part that I didn't reveal on stage. And once you see the other part, then I'm definitely getting the bag.
Okay, one last question. Have you ever had somebody, okay. they see you on stage, like, doing your thing,
yes.
And then they book you for one-on-one. But then when they get there, they're freaked out by the size of the 4-5.
And also the beads, by the way.
And the beads as well. Like, they're like, this is not what I paid for. This.
At first it was a bit hard for me when something like that happens, because now I have to explain, because at first I used to strip, and then when it comes to the one-on-one session where a person books me for a private session, then I go down, and then I need to switch off the lights. I need to, you know, do whatever I gotta do just to cover it up so he or she doesn't see what I have down there, and then he or she will realize afterwards, you know what, see, I felt something that I've never felt before, so tell me all about it. And then I explain. But so when I came out and I posted that, especially on my Twitter account where I can post anything that I want to post, so everyone that has me on Twitter knows that I've got beads. So if you're going to book me, knowing exactly what I have, you know exactly what to expect.
A beaded situation. That's what people can expect. Sia, two questions before I leave. Firstly, Sia, you know the context of South Africa, right? A lot of we don't speak about it. A lot of men, whether heterosexual or part of the LGBTIQ or sexually fluid, the issue of manhood, the issue of their manhood is always a sensitive thing. And that is why uthola ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphele hostele bafuna imbiza ka sibanibani bafuna amapilisi ka sibanibani ubusuku bonke. Even though men's clinic, shout out to them, they are proper ways of getting your thing enlarged if that is what you require, but I'm trying to say that the issue of the size of our manhood has and will always continue to be an issue, and that is why when it comes to then our African brothers, we hate them, because then they come here and then they make our people come, excuse the pun. So
yes,
firstly, does size matter here, honestly and truthfully speaking? And secondly, Sia, you speak about the adult entertainment, it's such a lucrative industry globally, and I think South Africa, we're lagging behind in terms of the opportunities that are there. What are some of the things that, the second question is, what are some of the things that we can do to ensure that the adult entertainment industry is not a taboo thing, but it's something that we can embrace?
Okay, can I start with the second question?
Yes.
Okay, you know, it's very hard, you know, when you're in South Africa, or should I say Africa, because we raised in a certain kind of religion where there's certain stuff that aren't supposed to be seen or done publicly, you understand? So it has an effect on people that are making living out of selling their body, you know, because when you compare us to other countries, it's not that we can't do what they do. Some of us can do it better than them, you yes. understand? But you get financially they're making more than us. It's not because of lack of opportunities. It's just that I just believe that we just raised differently from them, you understand? Yeah. So what I think can improve, and I don't think it will improve, because I mean, we're living in a very difficult time, you know, like especially in KZN, like lapana ganyiwa lapana yabo.
Yeah.
Or like the thing of strip clubs, there's no strip clubs in KZN, you understand?
Sure.
So just imagine how many people are there. So if I get a gig in Cape Town, if I have to be careful, you understand? So honestly speaking, we're way behind, and it hurts us, especially as content creators, because yeah. it's very difficult. Sometimes you can go for a month or 2 months without getting any bookings just because of this whole pandemic. Yes, I understand. But yeah. when it comes to other countries, ish, abantu bayenza imali, and uthola ukuthi mobheka into abazenzayo, it's nothing compared to what you can do, you understand?
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And does size matter, Sia? Is it important? Any man who's out there and who's got this is looking at themselves now and looking at what you have, and then thinking, "Hore ish, I maybe gonna like." Does size matter? And what would you? What would your messaging then be?
Okay, my answer is yes and no. Reason being, it's because we are all blessed differently. Mm. You know, some people are tall, some people are short, some are chubby, some aren't chubby. You know, we've got women with a big ass, with a small ass. So in fact, like, the reason why I say yes and no, it's because a big dick has its advantages and its disadvantages, and a small dick as well. But to be quite honest with you, having a big dick is only good for one thing. Having a big dick is only it's only good because you can actually umsebenzi wakho awubi mningi if you have a big dick and you know how to use it. Awubi mningi. But as for a guy that has a smaller one, owakho umsebenzi mele ube mningi, and you need to accept what God has given you and try to work at it. You understand? Because like for myself, it doesn't mean that always when I get a client, everything is smooth. You understand? Sometimes I would go through a whole session and then the person would be uncomfortable. Mm. Not because of the fact that I can't use it. It's just that the person isn't used to the kind of size that I have. So if a guy has a smaller penis, he has more freedom. He has more. He can penetrate even harder than me. But it's just that, like, a guy with a big dick can make a girl squirt. A guy with a small dick can make a woman squirt. So it all comes down to who you are, what you believe in. If yours is smaller, ungaphatha stress, ungaphatha ikhanda, ungafuni ukudlimbiza. All you gotta do, you gotta make sure that you put in twice as work. Like, usebenza kanzima ukudlula lo muntu lo onepipi elikhulu. But onepipi elikhulu akusho ukuthi you've won, you understand? Now kusamele usebenze. Some guys got big dicks but can't use them. Some girls run away from a guy with a big dick and date a guy with a small dick because for a woman, it's all about pleasure. It's not about pain. Yeah.
All right. Well said, Sia. Well said.
Wow.
Well said. Well said. Well said. Finally, Sia, abantu abafuna ukubook Mpintjam. This is your platform. Where can people book you? Where can people follow you? And tell us. I saw you also have an event at some theater that you are hosting. Also, hoy that in as well.
Okay. If people want to book me, Niyatholakala on Facebook, Facebook page, it's Sia Entertainer, Facebook page, not a Facebook account, and then on Instagram, it's Sia Entertainer, as in like one sentence, Sia Entertainer, and then TikTok, Sia Entertainer as well. So I used to drop my numbers on my social media platforms, but that used to get me in trouble a lot, getting desperate and stuff. Yeah. So I removed it. So if you want to book me, just follow me on either of these platforms and then just hit my DMs. I'm always active and I reply fast, and then we can get going.
Okay. Quickly, the event that I saw you're hosting an event with, it's actually, I don't know if it's a seminar sort of workshop type of event, but I saw that you're also hosting. Tell people who are not aware of that event, so that they can be there. I've already got my courtesy ticket. So people who would want to be part of the event, how can people be part of that event?
Okay. So on the, I think it's okay. Just give me a second. Let me just check this thing quickly. But on the, I think it's in November.
Yes.
If I'm not November or in one. Okay, just give me a second. Yeah, on the. It's on the 29th of October.
Yes.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the place where we were meant to go perform and actually to speak, it moved because Aban Bangako and Abatsewa Tao, you guys are going to be hosting a porn star. No, no, Yazin, please just get another venue.
That
so
sucks,
we,
guys.
We're going to be changing venues.
Oh, that sucks.
Imagine, like.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
That, yeah, like. The owner of the event just told me that people have been complaining, telling them that, you know what, this thing we are mistake. So it's what I was telling you with the culture, but it's just bulala, understand. So yeah, we have to move up to another date, and a big shout out to Uzandile. She's the one that's hosting the event.
Yes.
And on that event, it is gonna happen. It's just that we're moving on, like we're moving it to another safer in a private location. So I'll be having Uto Limfega. I know you guys know her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be having Uzulu Pab as well.
Mm-hmm.
Myself there. Sexy Inter will be there.
Yes.
And I'm going to be having a very special guest, Makabelwa Mutaung. Yeah, she's a doctor, you know, she's a sex doctor, like, Zoveziwa, you know, it's like, we'll be speaking about how to start, the challenges that we're facing, and of course, I'm going to finish off the event with a nice strip show for the ladies, so men and women are welcome, men and women are welcome to be there, you know, like, it's going to get lit, and I was told that Akumela angize ngikhumule ngibe nqunu. Just for safety purposes.
Yeah, it's cool. So, yeah, please keep me on the loop. I do have Zandile's number. Myself and Khumi are definitely going to be there. Ronald Rata things, lover of things. That's really more. And Khumi just gets excited when there's men dancing and what.
Well, let me cover though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you see, unfortunately, see, I'm cab. And it's
Utanda
bim cab. So, among them, Sarah and Sarah, who's over right?
Yeah, some belief.
No, as long as Ukunazo will move to stage here, then she can come.
No! I see, I don't talk of her.
No! Yo. Okay.
No, listen, no, Pega. Young Kalento, listen. Everything that I was saying on the show. So I know some people might be like, I know Namang is just doing it. So I want
so
you to be witness of what I'm saying. I want you to be
witness. Okay.
Okay. No, that's fine. That I know I can witness.
Yeah.
Oh no. It's fine.
Yeah,
I can witness away.
Oh, see, so what? Pele, I get kumunye also. I'm fun by witness, but not with you, but with somebody else.
Wow.
I feel left out.
No, Pela, you guys can decide who the father by the stage, either you or her, you understand? So, like, even if it's like 5 minutes, just to have the feeling, you would see how does it feel to be watched, how does it feel to be touched in the way that you like to be touched, without me knowing where you want to be touched. But I'll just know just by looking at you, reading your body language, I'll know exactly where to touch you.
Okay. We will keep in touch with you.
Yeah, I don't know. We will definitely talk.
But congratulations, Butsia. Continue to do the work that you do. It's all about sex positivity, guys. And it's all about this industry. It is an industry. In fact, it's legal now. I don't know why people we are still fiddling and mendling on the sides of the on the sidelines. But once again, Sia, thank you so much for your time. We're definitely going to be out and about and looking out for you. And also, definitely, we're also going to be sharing your social media platforms for people that are Kalahari and like the savannah try and need some wetness in their lives.
Okay, thank you so much, guys, for the chance. And one last thing, I just want to say rest in peace to our mentor, who was a male stripper as well, who inspired us. I wish he was here to witness what he has started, the late Kat Berry. Hank, who used to be a stripper and unfortunately passed away. So every person that knew him, it's a huge loss to South Africa, you know. So we're still mourning his death, but I wish he was here just to witness what he started and how far we're taking it, and his legacy will live forever.
It will, yeah, it will. And condolences to him, and condolences to you and to everybody who knows Cat Perry. But thank you, Sia, for your time.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Sia.
Thanks.
What a fascinating conversation.
Yeah, no, that was very fascinating.
Very fascinating. And I think it's refreshing, and I hope guys listened to it from a very informative space, to say, Sia spoke about it, and I think also it was all obvious, it was almost as if it was a bold and an italics to say, this thing of being fixated about size is really a conversation around your confidence and what God has given you, and also working with what God has given you.
I liked what he said when he said that you cannot be as well endowed and still know how to use it.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people tend to think, you know, there's a saying that says size does not matter, it's the emotion of the ocean, blah, blah, blah. And then people will say no, but it's only men with small penises who say that. So it's very interesting to hear a man who's on the opposite side
of the fence
to actually say, yes, it is the ocean, it is the motion of the ocean that matters. You know, it's your self-confidence and your technique and your skill and all of that. And which is why there's a term called big dick energy.
Mm.
There are men who do not have big manhoods, but when they walk into the room, you be thinking, damn.
Because he's
got that energy. He's got that energy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, I think we've hammered it, I don't know how many times, with Dr. Zenda. Guys, orgasmic sex, when we speak about it holistically, penetrative sex only takes 20%, if 30% if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And I think he was just going there to say, the other part is what? It's oral sex. It's the foreplay. It's the other things that we can compensate.
There are other elements to sex than just penetration.
Right? So obviously penetrative, like he was saying, and I loved what he said, that it's about angling, it's about energy, like you're saying. It's about knowing that, okay, using this particular angle to get that particular outcome. And I always make this example that the Asian community, which is the biggest population in the world, right? Because they manufacture babies. So how do they manufacture
them? Like other things.
Exactly. So how do they manufacture their babies? Like everybody else. How do they do that if they're perceived to have...
To be the ones with the smallest...
With the smaller, but you understand what I'm talking about. So for me, this exercise was just to say, men, let's look, if you want to grow it, by all means, you know, but do it safely again.
And can we please cut it out with the misconceptions and the myths, you know, that if you're Tsonga or if you're Venda, you're more well endowed than everybody else. If you're, can we just cut it out?
Yeah, because I think sometimes also it plays.
It does, you know, and as somebody who's, you know, represented the South African flag, I can tell you, some of these myths are not true.
It doesn't, yeah.
They are not true, so can we please cut it out?
And also, I think also, maybe you always say there's a role that females can play. If you're heterosexual, there's a role that you can play.
Oh, yeah, no, women, yo.
There's a role that...
I think women are probably the ones who started this whole...
There's a role that women can play. I know guys can be very... egotistic, but for me, it's because they're compensating. I always say, guys, compensate, guys, and it's important. They compensate. So it's important, guys, to, as we conclude, to understand, Khore. It's a conversation. It's a confidence boosting exercise. I think sex, sometimes people get scared because it's like an exam. So we're ticking each other's boxes to say, are you doing this? And we're not doing this. And that's not what sex is, Khumi, right?
Listen, unless you have an OnlyFans page.
Yes.
Size does not matter.
Thank you.
Size does not matter unless you have an OnlyFans page or you are a full-on porn star.
Thank you.
Size does not matter. I will take that to the bank.
Thank you. And I'll tell you a place you can take to the bank on our 90th episode of Social Media Platforms with Fumi.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook.
Yep.
Daily Sun.
Yebo.
Or tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Once again, the PSAs are over. What we know that spring is around the corner. And yeah, we're going to be getting thirsty. And I'm not talking about that thirst. I'm talking about the thirst that requires you to drink lots and lots of water. Please make sure that you drink lots and lots of water. Condomize everybody. Everybody's popping babies now. I'm just looking at... My cousin is also pregnant, and I was like, okay, all right. And this is the sixth one, and counting. So I'm saying, if you want to procreate a batch rocket, by all means, but...
Do it responsibly.
But do it responsibly, guys. We seem to have had the handle on COVID. We also seem to have a handle on the monkeypox. No one is swinging with illnesses, and we're glad. But yeah, guys, look out for our countdown. The countdown has begun to the 90th episode. We're going to be dropping a lot of more goodies in terms of episodes. We're going to be throwbacking as well. It's been a long time. It's been a very, very long time. Putting up this content every single week for you guys, we are highly, highly appreciative of that. But once again, from me, Umlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, wrote like a butterfly, but more than a beehive.
And she's still on the CIV and still without a cool outro.
That's love and light, everybody.
We can't do one another.
Twitter.